Well, once again, it's time for us to sit down and have a little chat with Christine Gebbert. Crescendo is presenting In Search of the Bridges, April 28th and 30th. Christine, nice to have you back on Robinhood Radio again.
Thank you for having me. Hello, Marshall, and everyone that's listening in.
So let's lead us into a little bit of first of all, give us the I mean, we know what the dates are, where they'll be in at the times and stuff like that.
Sure. So there's these two concerts, one locally here in Lakeville at Trinity Church in the neighborhood Lime Rock. That's on Friday, the 28th of April at 7:30 in the evening. And the repeat concert is on Sunday, April the 30th at St. James Place in Great Barrington at 4:30 p.m.
All right. So those are that's that. What's the idea behind this concert? What put this concert together in your mind and for presentation?
Well, first of all, it's our finale of the season for Crescendo, and it's somewhat an important concert also as we prepare for our 20th anniversary season. So it's almost like an anticipated celebration of the 20th anniversary, because the work that is at the center of this concert is called In Search of the Bridges, and is for the third time a collaboration with composer and jazz guitarist Dr. John Myers, who lives in Great Barrington and teaches at the Bard at Simon's Rock College. And so he has written for Crescendo in the past, including in 2013, he wrote a work that w won a national award with our presentation. So we are very, very excited to present the world premiere of his work, In Search of the Bridges. So that, and around that work, I've chosen other repertoire to reinforce that theme. Basically, the theme is looking for connection between different cultural, social groups that are important in North America. And the groups are the African American people and culture. There is the Latin American Andean theme and culture. There is the South Asian from India as well represented. And another topic that we have never touched upon with Crescendo is the Native American Cherokee heritage that's represented as well with one piece that John Myers wrote about. So his work has four movements, four parts. And we chose poetry, which is also something that binds this all together, by four living female poets. And so these four women wrote poetry that is on the subject of the bridges, how their culture and their own personal writing interprets this search for a connection in the African American Carole Boston Weatherford. Her writing is about the heritage of her culture, the ancestors that connect us with the present and that have also a healing quality. It's a very beautiful poetry. And we chose a work to basically match that subject by a contemporary, also female African American composer, Yesaye Maria Barnwell, who writes a choral piece called We Are, which exactly explores and expresses that sentiment. And so that is that culture or that aspect. Then the second one is Mary Lou Aviakta. She is Appalachian. She also has an Irish root or descent. And she writes in her poetry about the bridge in the sense that she personifies it, like Indian culture often will do, and creates this connection with the spirit world. And so she talks about the hanging bridge, these bridges that are not rigid and huge, big, solid structures, but fluent and also vulnerable and also dangerous, and how humans have to be in tune with such a bridge to be able to go safely from one place to the other. It's very symbolic, her writing. And then the Indian American, the third movement in John Meyer's work, is by an alumni of Simon's Rock College, who has become a prominent writer and lives on the West Coast now, Pragita Sharma. And she writes about her experience as an immigrant. And while she does not mention the word bridge specifically in her poetry, it's all about connecting this experience of alienation in a different culture and responding to the challenges of integration, and in that sense of a connection or a bridge. It's a very frank and at times even angry, a very intense poem. So it's a very interesting piece of writing. And lastly, it's an Uruguayan writer, Circe Maya, who writes about the bridge to the past and the bridge to the spirits of those who disappear in dictatorships. It's something that's dear to me in a way that I was impacted by this too, as I grew up in Chile during one of these Latin American dictatorships. And without being political, neither is her poetry political, I think it's very important as North American people to remember and know about this connection of North America and the United States with this period of long and part devastating dictatorships in South America. The poetry, though, really goes towards the aspect of, by remembering the past and not forgetting history, we give these lost and disappeared voices a voice and make them sing. And through this comes healing and positivity. So it's a very non-political, beautiful approach, beautifully also set to music by John Meyers. So John Meyers integrates, he's an ethnomusicologist too, as well as a jazz musician. So he integrates, obviously, besides the choral voices and some solo voices, native Andean instruments with modern instruments, something that he's done successfully in other works too. And so what is also interesting is that it doesn't put anything into a box. So it's not that the African-American piece is all written in gospel style and the Latin American poetry is set to the Andean instruments and rhythms. But these styles and also the instrumentation goes fluidly through these four pieces, connecting them as well. So rather than using a Cherokee Indian flute, he uses the equivalent in the Andean family of the flutes. So there's an Andean flute called the quena, there's an Andean flute called the tarka, which is a little bigger. And then there is a bass instrument from the Andean family of the instruments. It's a pan flute called toyo, semi-toyo actually. And so these instruments get integrated with clarinet, piano, guitar, viola, and the other Andean instrument present is charango. Our followers have heard for many years our Andean performers, Carlos Voltes, and in for this concert, Gonzalo Cortez, who will play all of these Andean flutes, pan flutes, and also the modern flute. So it's fascinating. I so encourage everybody to come. It's very accessible. It's beautiful rhythm written. You have anything from touches of gospel style writing to Cuban salsa and some few riffs of Indian patterns, the tehai, that is a rhythmical or a scale pattern. It's really a fascinating, like a tapestry of styles, a true fusion. It's a lovely, lovely work.
You're speaking with Christine Gebert. The concerts are coming up Friday, April 28th at 7:30 at Trinity Church, Lime Rock Road in Lakeville. And then on Sunday, April 30th at 4:30 at St. James Place on Main Street in Great Barrington. Tickets, general seating are $40, $75 for premium, and $10 for youth. Online, Crescendo's website is crescendomusic.org, crescendomusic.org, or by mail. You can request a P.O. Box 245, Lakeville, Connecticut, 06039. And also what goes on there, Christine, let's talk about, for anybody in the community that needs a free ticket, let's talk about that as well.
Yes, and we always grant that to anybody who cannot afford the full tickets. We completely understand that that might be the case. So write to us, write an email to Crescendo, which is Crescendo, Crescendo, at crescendomusic.org. And just tell us, we have a free contingent for both concerts. It's first come, first served on a first served basis, but we haven't turned anybody away lately. So do request those tickets. They are there for you.
And a reminder also about you recommend masking for the performances.
Still, we do. It's not that you have to, and people may choose to do what they want. We do the same for our performers. The extra security layer is that all of our performers test during production week daily. And we also have air purifiers that are COVID tested that are running in our venue in Lime Rock, which is the smaller venue. And St. James Place is a bigger venue that has a very, very sophisticated and good airflow system. So there is a safety layer in that as well. So yeah, we have to just address this. I think we are all a little more at ease. And at the same time, we all know it's not totally over yet. Rich, vaccination and masking. And we will have masks for you if you need one.
And once again, those concerts Friday, April 28th at 7:30, Trinity Church, Lime Rock Road in Lakeville. Sunday, April 30th, 4:30 at St. James Place in Great Barrington. Once again, crescendomusic.org, crescendomusic.org. Christine, always great to hear from you. What are your plans now that this is the end of this portion of the season?
Well, we are starting to plan our anniversary season, and we have a big concert coming up at the end of October called Fantastic Baroque, with opera choruses and arias and solos and duets, and also grand motets, great big pieces of the sacred repertoire. We're more known for that, but we've done a little bit of Baroque opera already. We're looking forward to that last October weekend. And we are planning other concerts which are not yet totally ready. You stay tuned to hear about them. And I have to say also something that I want to mention, that we have received, especially after in the last 2 years, including this current, we have received a couple of grants that are helping us to be able to keep performing in these challenging times after the pandemic. And these are Connecticut Humanities, and funding for them is also provided by the Connecticut State Department of Economic and Development, COA, from the Connecticut State Legislature. So we're very grateful to these grants, both from Connecticut Humanities and from the Connecticut Department of Arts and Culture.
Well, Christine, great success coming up with these concerts. And once again, we'll speak to you when we reach the next round.
Thank you. We'll hope that be very soon, and feel better, Marshall.